CW, have you ever drove out of state or somewhere else just to see the season change?
Yes.
Bill Smuts?
Yeah, yeah, I have.
Dr. Captain Clark?
I have not, but I know people who have.
Voice of Reason?
Oh, every year. Every year.
But, okay, do you think you people do that? You people travel to see seasonal changes.
It's a white people thing.
No, because back in the 1860s, they all wanted to go north.
Yes, that's right.
That's true, yeah. All right, in the past, maybe, it was the colored people.
And it was the changing of the leaves.
Yeah.
Okay, that was uncalled for.
Would you ever call for that?
We gotta get rid of that damn tip job. Who idea was that? It was yours. This phrase probably has nothing to do with anything. So, e punimus gunimus.
Due to some serious technical problems, we neither broadcast nor recorded the first 10 minutes of our show. This, of course, are the most exciting portions of our show, when each of our panelists gets to explain how they're sticking. Tonight's panel includes the return of Clark Brooks, as well as our special guest, Alexandria, also known as Top Shelf. Please enjoy a bit of musical entertainment until we catch up to the show. Welcome back. 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 We always could spot a friend. Welcome back. And I smile when I think how you must have been. And I know what a scene. Was there something that made you come back again? And what could ever lead you?
What could ever lead you?
Back here where we need you.
Back here where we need you.
Yeah, we tease him a lot, cause we got him on the spot. Welcome back.
Welcome back, welcome back.
Hell know what bequeath is. All right, a show of hands. Everybody know what
bequeath is. It's like he's surrendering his time.
Why didn't you just say that?
Well, bequeath is better.
Whatever. Yeah, if you got a powdered wig and you in England. All right.
By the way, real quick, I looked over your shoulder, and I know coming up on the guest later, but
yes.
First of all, guest is spelled with a T, not G-U-E-S-S. And
I guess we have a guest.
Yeah, I guess. And there's two other words. I thought her name was something else, but you can tell that I'm not going to steal your thunder. But go ahead.
Thunder stole.
Thunder. See, that explains your spelling on the thing. It's a thunder. Thunder's but gone.
Do this. Keep your eyes in your lane. The next sound you're going to hear, this man, we don't call him Stank, but he hauls gas. Gas man, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like the Macho Man Randy Savage, yeah, rocking the shirt after WrestleMania. And I also want to give a shout out to my girl Diane Kutakinte, not Diane Toby. Yeah, dig it!
I didn't know where that was going to go
for
a second.
Serious, I'm telling you, damn. But that's okay. Ladies and gentlemen, right about now, right at the 9, at the 7:12 hour, the show is about to get prettier. And that's if a word, that's a word that I'm using. The show is about to get gorgeous. And this is a sound that you may remember if you was a follower or a listener of the Spike Show, or way back in the day in 1010 when we were doing the Sports Explosion and all the other good stuff on the AM dial. This girl here, I've been chasing her around for a long time. I'm going to call her Top Shelf. Top Shelf, welcome to the Spike on the Mic Show. How you sticking?
I am stuck. Quack, quack.
There you go. Man, I missed that. Hey, baby girl, this is you and I talk. Nobody's listening. How you been doing?
I've been real well.
You been doing well? I know I've been, not that I'm a creepy stalker, but I saw you doing.
Oh, you are. Yeah, you are.
I saw you do a lot of
bending.
Yeah. Damn.
Sure you are.
You do a lot of bending and stretching and moving around, right?
It's called yoga.
You doing a lot of yoga, yeah. What got you into that?
What got me into yoga?
Yeah.
The bending and stretching and.
Yeah, really? Oh, okay. Well,
you know,
listen.
I don't know. I just stumbled upon it. Health, happiness.
Yeah, it's good for you.
Mindfulness.
Oh, okay. Well, remember that. We're going to get back to you at the end of the show. We're going to try to interview and at least talk to our special guest. Smosh, you want to stick something in there?
Yeah, I'm just going to say congratulations. You're the world renowned Top Shelf.
Top Shelf. That's a new one. You know what? He spells like he talks, so.
Well, it explains a lot.
You know,
isn't yoga just a way for double-jointed people to show off?
Pretty much.
No.
No.
I can actually somewhat do yoga.
Do you?
Somewhat, yeah.
Are you very flexible, naturally?
I have been, yes.
Yeah, that's
it's
what
a thing you can do at your own pace and skill level, not necessarily have to be proficient to try stuff, and it's good for you.
And it's beneficial, too, no matter what your skill level is.
Exactly.
It really
helps
it you does. Out. Nobody breathes anymore.
But me trying to do yoga would be like me trying to dunk a basketball.
I have no flexibility whatsoever. Yes.
Well, you don't need flexibility.
On a 5-foot hoop?
So, hold on a second. So, Top Shelf, if you bend him and stretch him a lot, could he dunk
that's
a basketball?
That's tough enough.
Could he dunk a basketball?
You know, there is proof out there, scientific proof, that if you do yoga, you can grow 1 to 2 inches. Elongate the spine.
Yeah. She's just trying to
spine.
All you got to do
the
is breathe.
Spine voice.
She's trying to get more clients.
Come to class. I'll get you to dunk a basketball.
All right. So listen, because we've got to speed through this, so let's go ahead and talk to our sponsors, if that works.
The Spike and the Mic to you by the Game Day Metric Tour. The Game Day Metric Tour is a charity bicycling tour featuring 2 courses through scenic landscapes. And by Kansas City Online Radio, bringing you cool blues and entertaining talk 7 days a week at kconlineradio.com. And by RadioSt.Pete.com, local internet radio from St. Petersburg, Florida. Today's hits and yesterday's favorites, 24 hours a day, StPeteRadio.com.
Correct. Since 1983.
The official home of race fans.
Hey, I don't know, PW, your microphone is still not microphoning? Hold on a second. Excuse me. I'll turn my head. Hey, listen. I don't know if Chase Elliott, did he come in
11th.
Oh, damn it. Damn it. See, let me talk to you, Top Shelf. What happens is there's a Hooters car out there in the NASCAR racing. And when they run around the track and they race, if the guy comes in top 10, we win free pickles.
When they run around the track and they
ew.
Race.
Not I mean, just regular pickles.
Yeah, I am an official spokesperson for that. So when Chase Elliott, that's the guy's name? Chase Elliott comes in the top 10, we win free pickles. Or everybody at the participating Hooters wins free pickles.
And he came in
fried pickles.
He came in
free
level.
Fried pickles.
Thank God.
Free fried pickles. No, what? You don't like pickles?
Pickles suck.
You'd like fried pickles.
Yeah, you don't like fried pickles?
I don't think so.
Oh, I think.
You need to get out more. You need to get out more. All right, well, listen. Dr. Calvin Clark, sister, thank you guys for listening. Yeah, we're running late, and as everybody else, I got a text to say no show, but we're on par. We're having a little small problems, but don't worry about it because we must press on. You know, the show must press on. So I talk about three things. Three things, guys.
The past, the present, and the future.
All right. Top Shelf, listen. When everything
what
works, when
that?
Everything
and,
works,
and no one else can hear the music, so we like
it. Yeah, it's looking
out
crazy out there. Oh man, the weather has come through. Let's hope there's no lightning, because you know, brothers don't like lightning. All right, so. without further ado, because we gotta fly, through this, because we're working hard. Let's go ahead and do topic changing music.
Well, we haven't changed topics in a couple months, so let's do that now with topic changing music on the Spike and Mike Show.
All right, so let me preface our esteemed guest, Top Shelf. So what we do is, you know, things grab me and make me go, what I want to talk about. So without these guys having, and you yourself either, without these illegal riff-raff in the shipping containers and our beautiful guests, I throw out things and I want your guys' input on that. And your guys is, damn, we need to tell the man to come close the door. So I like to call this topic, and one of you guys is going to have to pick up the slack from PW. I like to call this topic, Just Don't Peek.
Just Don't Peek.
All right. We need to close this because we're getting wet. All right. So, and you guys know where Chicago, Illinois is?
Yeah, it's just outside of Chicago Heights.
Yeah. All right. Just outside of Chicago, we're having, there's a school district, and I need to know how you guys feel about this. They're having major issues with, let's say, school threats, school shootings, and things like that. So what the district supervisor did, his name is Ron Gilbert. He is a supervisor in Chicago's district area. He removed all the doors from the bathroom stalls.
All the doors from the bathroom stalls.
Right. His statement is that the bathroom, and yes, room with an R, with an F, bathrooms are used for one particular purpose. If you kids are going in the bathroom and staying longer than necessary, then it is not safe for our students. So how do you guys feel about that?
That's fine for me. I was in the Army. We didn't even have any separation between
anything.
Yeah,
same thing.
And remember what the range where the toilets were just lined up with no partitions.
Yeah.
It's like toilets lined up. You just got to sit beside somebody.
There's a trough. Yeah. You had to take a dump right next to somebody.
No stalls. Yeah, nothing.
No problem. All right, so let's go.
But I don't see what it solves, though. Is there somebody in there watching the people use the bathroom?
Yeah, I don't get that. What's that got to do with school shootings? I don't understand that.
Let's ask our esteemed. Let's ask our esteemed guest.
Army Strong.
Top Shelf, how do you feel about the superintendent removing the bathroom stalls?
I don't understand how that's going to solve school shootings.
Because kids are going, I'm going to give you Spike's interpretation. Kids are going into the bathroom and just hanging out, and maybe if the shooter guy goes in there and he closes the door, you know?
Oh, my God,
yeah,
I think I'm on the show.
He can go in any classroom and any...
You are.
PW's back, baby.
I think I'm on the show.
And clearly, when it happens, they walk into school and they just start shooting the place. I don't think they make a bathroom break before.
All right, well.
There's still no cameras in the bathroom, right?
There's
not a monitor in there. Seeing. There's just other kids. So if the guy's going to shoot.
No, that's going to make him wet. All right, so, okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I just don't understand. It doesn't solve anything, in my opinion. I don't understand.
Okay, here is the real beef of the story.
Okay.
They removed the doors in the women's bathrooms, too.
That's for potty parity.
Like the stall doors or like the main door?
Not the main door, the stall doors.
No, that's
ridiculous. They removed the doors in all the women's stalls and the men's stalls.
Wait a second.
So you just have to watch everyone go to the restroom, no matter what they're doing.
The title's called Just Don't Peek.
Would the main door have been okay? I mean, because we're just saying, like, you're like, you're okay.
I mean, I think that's better than the stall doors.
You can't say anything from the main door. Walk by, though, and
I don't know. These girls are starting to go through, like, you know, puberty, and they, you know, have their periods and stuff. No one wants to see you do what you need to do in there.
That's fair. I was just curious if, like, the main door was better.
Yes, much better. I mean, if I had a choice, I would rather the main door.
You don't get the guy just standing outside the door, outside the main.
There's usually like a little maze thing.
You can't see anything. You can't see anything.
Go in.
You can't see anything from the main door.
Pervert,
it's like the Amelie Arena when you can. There's no doors. You just walk. You can't see anything when you look at the
door. Yeah.
Right.
You can't see anything.
But I still don't know how it's going to solve any.
I don't get it. Yeah.
Because
this is just a case of doing something to do something, and a bunch of people will be like, that sounds good, let's do that. And then it's not really a solving.
Well,
I don't know, I think it can cause more problems.
Men
going inside of the bathrooms to watch the girls.
It also solves problems because now men's going into women's is, you can see them there because there's no door. Now if there's a door, I can go into women's bathroom and hide.
It sounds like you've done that. You said that very self-assuredly.
Listen, research,
I don't think that's going to fly. I think too many parents are going to be outraged that
Oh, it's already already implemented. So if you got a kid going to high school or any schools in Chicago, Illinois area, they are peeing in front of everybody.
What if I brought my own pop-up tent?
Good analogy, or analogy is a word. Good part of that. God, I'm effing up.
Shut up, Spy.
I think there's going to be a lot of, like, bullying and stuff. Like, just, I don't know.
No, what happens is the ladies are bringing blankets from home, and they're setting up little makeshift doors.
Well, they're not supposed to have doors there.
So what's it solve? 1925?
Let me say this. Does anybody want anybody watching them when they're taking a poop?
No.
No, not at all.
So why are you going to take the doors off? I don't get it.
Depends on what country I'm in.
Well, then why do women go to the bathroom together?
They don't watch each other.
You know, it's moral support.
Do you want me to show you some YouTube videos? I can show you.
I fix your makeup. You fix my lipstick.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, and then do it using the bathroom?
Yes. There's so much moral support happening in the women's restroom.
And one tries to talk the other out of banging the guy. You know, it's a lot of stuff that goes on.
And even that can happen. It can, without doors, all that kind of shenanigans can't happen.
No. Oh, it can happen. Just somewhere else.
But I don't think that's what they're solving. They're solving the school shootings.
School shootings.
Okay.
You've never been into a women's restroom with a bunch of women, have you?
It's beautiful.
I have, and it's a beautiful thing.
Especially at the club. Yeah. 2 o'clock in the morning, wiping their tears, telling her not to text her ex-boyfriend.
Yeah. Do you understand that?
Yeah. Holding their hair back while they're puking.
There's an X by chrome. Yes. There's a W, and there's a...
No, there's no W.
And there's an M?
No.
Not anymore.
Well, there's a PW. You know.
Oh, hey, PW, welcome to the show.
Oh, yeah.
Let's follow the logic of how this solves the problem of school shooting. Somebody decides they're going to commit a school shooting.
Yes.
Then they find out that there's no doors in the bathroom.
And they change
their mind. Is that realistically what we're saying is supposed to happen?
It doesn't make any sense.
What do they do with
the stairwell? If there was a school shooting, I would go to the bathroom and hide in a stall, and now I no longer have that option.
Or... The school shooter can't run in the bathroom and hide. See,
how's he going to hide? We want him. Yeah, we want him to hide in space so we can catch him.
He's looking to kill people, not hide.
Is he trying to escape outside down the toilet?
Especially if he knows people can't hang out in the bathrooms, he's not going to go in the bathroom. He's looking to shoot people.
Right, but the point is, he's not going to shoot in the. This is not a joke. He's not going to shoot in the school that doesn't have any bathroom doors. He's going to go to. Booker T. Washington.
No, he's going to go to the school where he goes. That's the people who do school shootings.
Where they know where everything is.
And if they don't have any doors, they're not going to go do it.
I don't.
What?
Insert
really?
Ta-da. I have.
Can we call the superintendent?
We
should. I have some questions.
We should interview the superintendent. Find out what he was thinking.
He sounds like a dumbass to me.
Well, just because Top Shelf, thank you for that reminder that you guys can always participate. You can give us a call at 813-699-3900.
You know, the luckiest guy here is Top Shelf's boyfriend. He has no headphones, so he can't hear any of this.
Oh, yeah. We should have made that happen. We should at least gave him some headphones because he can reach over there. So
nah, I don't think we can.
Yeah, we all can. Right. No. So what happens is, listen, he's going to have to listen to the replay then. All right, I'm making an executive decision.
Not many people are going to hear the replay. You know.
Oh,
not,
really?
Oh, yeah. The beginning of the replay didn't exist. Yes.
Is the replay going to have 8 minutes of dead air?
Pretty much.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Well, can't just put a 52-minute show out?
Oh, I can. Yes.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Well, one of our listeners did say that I never once used the bathroom in school. I waited until I got home.
Yep, me too.
That's ridiculous. What?
Really?
No, I didn't. Yeah,
it's
dangerous.
You would hold
there,
it?
Right?
That's dangerous.
Is it dangerous?
Well, if you didn't drink a ton of water, you can go, what's a school day, 6 hours? It's not a full 8-hour day.
It's not good for your bladder, man.
Yeah, really?
Dehydrated?
I survived somehow.
So, Top Shelf, you would go to the bathroom all the time?
Every day.
Anytime you got to get it going, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Even with or without doors?
You know, I don't know.
I have a story in doors. When I was in the Army, we were going out on a battalion command movement, right? A field movement. I had to go to the bathroom, and I had to go number two. I had no stalls, nowhere to go.
Isn't that called a field movement?
A field movement, yeah. I had to walk out in the middle of a battalion command movement and dig a hole and take a dump in front of everybody.
Ooh.
Oh.
Yes, because when you got to go, you got
to
go.
That reminds me of those high school parties where you went to pee in the field.
Right, yeah, I understand that. And see, you did it without doors, and then you feel safe?
In the middle of the woods?
Yeah.
What happened was, what happened was, when I took on my toilet paper, three people came with me. I got to go, too. I didn't want to go by myself. I said, I got to go. So four people, we got toilet paper on our M16s, walking to the middle of a field, digging holes and taking a dump, and everybody's watching us.
This topic
talk
makes me have
support.
To go.
Army life, baby. It's all glamorous. Army strong, baby. Infantry.
Damn. All right, well, so listen, we're going to have to keep – I've made a decision. I think that the superintendent is just trying to look out for the students. He's done himself wisely. Now, he did get a lot of flack from the emails and from students complaining about it. And I'm on board with that.
Yeah, but again, do something because it's better than doing nothing. Hey, everybody put paper towels on your head. That'll stop school shootings.
Yes.
That sounds good, too. Let's do that.
I'm a tinfoil guy.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, you know, ever since I put paper towels on, I've never been shot.
Nobody got shot with a paper towel on their head.
Top Shelf, let me talk to you.
I'm going to be educator of the year.
Let me talk to you. So I do this every week with these illegal riffraffs.
Yeah. Great.
And, you know, with talent and beauty, it's hard for me, right?
Hey, let's put a donut on a tractor. That'll stop school shootings.
Well, certainly.
You were supposed
to say, good idea.
You were supposed to say, yes, Spike, I feel your plane.
I feel your plane.
There you go. Thank you.
Little known fact, when PW was the police, he wore a paper towel under his hat. He never
I
got
did.
Shot.
I was never shot.
He never got shot.
Yep. Yep.
What is that?
Yep. All right. Well,
the old paper towel trick.
That fooled him.
I wore a paper towel for underwear one time. I got shot with a rubber band.
Oh, man.
You're an exception, Smots.
Yeah.
Not the rule.
Yeah, really.
But were you at school?
No, I was not.
So wasn't a school student?
No. Yeah. I was on school.
Oh, nice.
I wasn't at school.
All right. Listen, let's go ahead and do topic changing music.
Oh. Well, that was a dumb topic. Let's see if we can do another dumb topic. My money's on yes on the Spike of the Mike show.
And after being late, it only took 2 minutes to get off the rails, so we're good.
Yeah.
No. Listen, we're an award-deserving show, okay?
Nope.
Sounds about on track from what I expected.
Yep, there we go.
All right, so like, listen, we're all in the state of Florida. We live here all pretty
that
much, right?
That is true.
Yeah.
That is true. Okay.
That one's true.
All right, so.
I have not done taxes yet, so I will neither confirm nor deny I live in Florida.
This show is all about facts, and I need
me either.
I need you guys. Well, you got you have to
me 15. Either. Yeah.
You have like 2 days.
Yeah.
I know.
It is a Sabbath. We have 7.5 days left. Thank you. Yeah. Not that I'm counting.
Well, actually, if you file the extension, you got till October 15th.
Oh, good information. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay,
good to know.
Listen, the Spike on the Mic show does not. Hold on a second.
What?
Spike on the Mic show does all the time.
Does not endorse or condone or support all the things that these guys are saying about effing up the government. Right?
What?
We're just giving them the information.
No one said anything about effing the government.
The information.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. So I like to call this topic here.
This topic.
We're number two.
We're number two.
I thought that was the last story.
Yeah.
Okay,
it did seem like it, yeah.
All right, so guys, you guys know what USF is?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, yeah, sure.
I've heard of
USF. University of San Francisco?
Woo. Yeah. What, did you just do a woo-woo?
Woo-woo.
Woo-woo.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Go Bulls.
Oh, okay.
Go Bulls.
So USF is now, according to the study from the Seeking Around, I shouldn't get that apart. A study shows that USF now is ranked number two in the world in what? And I'll start out with you, Dr. Captain Clark.
Well, their specialty is medical research, so I'm going to say medical research.
Oh, all right. And voice of reason?
I'm guessing number two and seeking something.
All right. Gas man?
Number two and presidents. Did anybody else
think? You say prisoners?
Presidents.
Oh, presidents.
Anybody else think Judy Ginshap was hot?
No.
I don't even know who that is.
She was with the president of USF. What's wrong with you?
Permanent
smile. Oh, step. I'm sorry.
I thought she
UCF.
Was hot.
UCF. Oh.
Okay, let's start all over again.
Yeah, let's start again.
Changes everything.
UCF.
Oh. Yeah, that's UCF.
Okay.
Not UCF. USF.
UCF is ranked number two in what, PW?
In Hot Babes at the Library.
Gas
I want to do my answer over since it's a different learning institution.
Yes.
Right. But Judy Ginshap was hot, right?
No.
It was a money I was looking at. Okay. UCF is number two in fake football titles.
Oh, there you go. Voice of reason?
New applicants. People seeking to apply.
This is why he's the voice of reason.
And it's probably got to do with that basketball team.
Dr. Captain Clark?
I think UCF's specialty is people in the hospitality industry, so I'm going to say number two in turning out graduates who work in hotels and restaurants.
What's your name, Bill Smots?
I think UCF is actually the second most populated university in the country now, I think, behind Arizona State or Ohio State. But I don't think you're going to ask something simple like that. I think because this is the Spike on the Mic show, percentage-wise of illegal sex trade, I'd say that they're male or
they're
female prostitutes.
That took a left turn.
It is a Spike on the Mic show.
You're on the right track. All right.
That one's going to turn out it's not even a college. It's United Cornfield or something.
Yeah. Okay, our esteemed and lovely, beautiful top shelf. UCF is now number two in what, do you figure?
You know, I was going to go with Drama Club or the Thespians Club.
Thespians.
They got, like, Disney World right there. They're all, you know.
I used to be a thespian.
Did you really?
Before the surgery.
Actually,
I'm a lesbian trapped in a man's body.
Yeah,
I can't help it. I love women.
Aren't we all?
All you guys were probably wrong, and I think Smots knew that because he can't help himself. He's looking in the title. But
at what?
UCF is now ranked number two in the most students with sugar daddies.
How
do you even measure that?
Yeah, how would you measure
that? They all want to be actresses, and they're just trying to make their money.
Make their debt.
Some guy is standing outside the bookstore with a clipboard like, say, you got a sugar daddy? And she's like, yes.
Yes.
And he puts a chalk mark down.
Listen, according to this research of seeking arrangements, the fastest growing sugar daddies in the nation, UCF came in number
two. Is this from the University of
College?
Where
are these sugar daddies coming from? In Orlando?
Orlando's not known for wealthy men.
Webster defines sugar daddies as the older man supports or spends lavishly on mistress, girlfriend. Mistress.
Or college students.
So their fathers aren't paying for their school. That's not what they mean.
It's UCF.
Yeah, really.
It's UCF women, so it easily could be like a large grande at Starbucks could be the probably enough for that.
Yikes.
The price is low.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
All right.
And necessarily lavishly, I would say.
And some disturbing facts on this. Like, out of the top five, three of the schools are in the state of Florida. UCF is number two. Florida State is number four. Wait a minute.
There's no wealthy people in Tallahassee, except for the government employees.
That is all day.
All right.
And the University of Florida is number five. UCF has, out of the students, they have 1,068 students who have identified and qualified themselves as having sugar daddies.
How many?
1,068. And I don't know how many they have. That's a lot. Now.
Yeah. 1,068 people of any kind is a lot of people.
Probably because there's probably 28,000 co-eds, maybe 28,000 to 30,000 co-eds, so one in every 28.
Whore.
Well, they have that app now, that Sugar Daddy app, where you can, like, it's like a dating app, but you find Sugar Daddy. Yeah.
Is it findasugardaddy.com?
Something like that.
Oh. Wow.
No, why is it?
UCF.edu.
Am I on there? Yeah.
You can apply.
I can.
Top Chef, I just told you the name of the thing. It's called seekingarrangements.com. Well, I mean, I don't know if it's .com,
oh, that's
.com.
It's probably .com.
That's not for flowers.
It's not .org.
Should I sign up? See what it's all about?
I think we all should sign up. And
Have any of the guys answered your ad?
We could be the daddy or she could be the sugar. One of the two. But this thing does say for men, for boyfriends and girlfriends. So they don't discriminate in 2000, whatever year this is.
Do they have to date the guy, or they can just, like, you know, go to dinner? What's the criteria?
Yeah, probably. I mean,
just to claim some level of ownership over you. If he's a sugar daddy.
Wow. Right? Yeah.
Claim
some ownership?
I'm out.
Yeah.
Wait, I know,
if I'm a girl's sugar daddy, I get to say she's mine on some level, right?
At some level, yeah.
Yeah. What's the point otherwise?
Bust out in the "You Don't Own Me" song.
Yeah, me too. Me and Top Shelf.
Nobody's trying to buy you.
I think that, like, you know, sometimes sugar daddies take people to dinner and they just want the company.
Yeah, but then when somebody sees him, goes, "Hey, what's your relationship with that girl I saw you out to dinner with?" And he's like, that's
my jump off
granddaughter.
It's my niece.
Granddaughter. All right. Well, we are a caller-driven show, so go ahead, caller. Welcome to the Spike on the Mic show. How you sticking?
I'm stuck.
Oh, well, know that you're stuck. How's things happening for you over there? Are you a sugar daddy?
Fantastic. I want to find a sugar mama.
Who is this?
Boston.
Oh, there you go. Sugar mama. That's a great idea.
I'm asking for the benefit of the audience because you're not identifying who the caller is.
Boston Sean.
Boston Sean.
Thank you.
So Boston Sean, listen to me. We have a blast from the past on the show. I don't know whether you guys ever crossed swords or what's
I remember Boston Sean.
You remember Boston Sean?
We never crossed swords, thankfully.
She doesn't have a sword to cross.
Yeah, exactly.
For number one.
We have the lovely, the talented Top Shelf here on the show. So say hey.
Yes.
Yep.
Intriguing radio, isn't it? It is intriguing. Yeah, so listen.
I thought you said hey.
Oh, well, okay. Yeah.
So I'll be down in a few weeks.
No. Yeah. No way.
Down where?
Here, down to Florida.
We'll get to see Boston Sean.
You didn't schedule your flight out on Monday afternoon like you did last time?
To save that fare?
Well.
Are you waiting till you guys take the Toronto Maple Leafs in 5 games?
I hope so.
Should happen.
Are we doing sports now?
I'll say 6.
They're not very good. I think you guys will take care of them pretty easily.
Thank you, Smots.
Hey, all right.
I mean, they made the playoffs, but they're not that good.
All right, damn sports. Boston Sean, you say you remember Top Shelf?
Yes, I do. How can you forget her?
Describe one thing about her that you remember.
She's not overly tall.
Oh, man.
Overly tall.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. It's a radio
show. Played. Well played.
Okay, it's Top Shelf. Let me explain what it is. On the Spike on the Mic show.
I got to run, guys.
Tall means black.
Whoops.
All right.
So you're not overly black, is what he's saying.
Or tall.
Or tall. Yes.
He's more white than black.
Yes. So what happened is I've been trying to get her to come on the show, and she's been reluctantly ignoring my advances. But we finally got her. Maybe she lost a bet or something. I don't know.
Is that true? I mean, he's obviously, probably. I know he's probably asked you a couple times to come on the show, but you've been ignoring him?
I don't ignore Spike on the Mic. Yeah. I teach yoga on Monday nights at 6. Oh, and so that's right. I got my class cover to come be with you guys tonight.
Oh, that's so nice.
So you actually took an extra step to be here tonight.
I did take an extra step.
She put money on the table, left money on the table to come do this show.
Wow. Yo, dumb ass.
Please.
I left money in the bathroom.
Hold on a second. What'd you say, Boston Sean? What'd you say?
You should feel privileged that she's there.
Yeah.
Well, yes, you should.
No, yes. Listen. The spike on the... You
know what's your problem?
She should come back the week that I'm there.
No, creep?
Now, the question is, do you teach multiple nights during the week?
Yeah, Monday and Saturday.
Monday and Saturday. So, Spike, you've making the effort. Spike never volunteered to move the show one night, did he?
No, not once.
He didn't. Yeah.
Never did.
Yeah.
Never.
Okay, it's not about me. It's about
and
Top
this
Shelf.
Is the night we should have moved the show.
Yeah. So, how did you feel not getting paid and then the show didn't start for 8 minutes?
I know. Yeah.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Listen.
Cha-ching, 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 cha-ching.
Oh my God. Wow.
Okay, listen, they get swag, okay? When you come be a guest...
I got some swag. Look at this. I got the Spike on the Mic show, Volume 2, Best.
Don't say best of?
The best of.
The best of, yeah.
2017.
Oh, the amazing thing there is that there's two of them.
Look, he signed it and everything.
That's a short CD, Sean. You beat me to it.
Nope,
it's a mini disc.
Nope,
he even has some artwork on this CD.
Oh, that's so
Look
nice.
At that. That's awesome.
Who has CDs anymore, though?
Well, there you go.
Did it give you a thumb drive? No thumb drive?
Ow. That hurted it. All right. Well, Boston Sean, we going to stick a microphone in your mouth whenever you come down here.
As soon as you get here.
All right.
Whether it works or not is another question.
I'm getting her back that week, too.
And we our guest book is filling up. We have
you know you could always come to the post show. We're usually here till 11 o'clock, Top Shelf. So if that's the case, then you can do that.
Yeah,
so you don't have to do your yoga class and come up afterwards when Boston Sean's here.
Sounds perfect. And Boston Sean.
See, that's my job. I do solutions.
A show with no game.
Yeah, really. A show with no game.
Just give me some curly fries. I'm in.
Oh, see? Swag. Right.
After yoga.
All right, my brother. Thanks for playing. Hey, we're going to see you in a couple weeks. We'll see you in a couple weeks, all right?
Shalom aleichem. Yeah.
In a few weeks, I'll let you know. I'll call you when I get down there.
Done. All right. I won't ignore you.
Peace be all over you.
Well, after yoga, you have to carb load. You got to load your body back up.
Because, sure.
Yeah.
Curly fries are good.
We sweat.
Yep. Do you do hot yoga?
Wait, hold on a second. We're not at the point in the show where we interview the guests.
Well, I don't care.
Listen, because we got to do.
We have to do what? Yeah. Twinning?
So we
twinning.
In order, hold on a second.
We'll get back to it.
In order to welcome Dr. Captain Carr back to the show, we have to do our favorite segment, which is
talking to the hot woman.
Raising bees. What the hell is your segment called?
The bee report.
We're not gonna do the bee report. We're gonna do
on the pond.
What's twinding? Oh yeah, that was an awesome.
And now it's time for What's Twinding, the only feature where the best thing about it is the theme music. Now here is your host, Dr. Captain Clark.
Shout out to Full Metal Jacket.
All right.
And Clark, can I real quick, I just want to point out that Spike actually was asking Steve, what is the name of that thing where you talk about bees and everything else? I couldn't remember what's the name of it.
Yeah.
He made up.
The show is run under an iron hand and under full control at all times. Yeah.
War deserving.
Hey, does anybody here watch Smallville?
I heard of it. Gosh, watched it a long time ago.
Yeah. Wasn't that a Superman-related show?
It is.
It's like Superman's upbringing as a youngster.
Yeah.
Well, an actor, Allison Mack, who was on that show, has pleaded guilty of recruiting sex slaves to an alleged sex cult called...
Oh, wow.
I don't know how to pronounce it. It's NXIVM. I don't know how you would pronounce
Freak Mama.
She entered a plea of guilty to racketeering charges on Monday in Brooklyn.
Wow.
She pled guilty to that sex trafficking thing?
Yeah, she did.
Oh, my God.
How about that?
Is she hot?
That's crazy. Oh, yeah, she's beautiful.
She's a nice looking lady.
She was connected
to
this.
She's an actor.
She was connected to this
yoga guru, or not yoga, but some guru guy. And, yeah, she was trying to recruit women to go to a sex cult.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Maybe she's
Vikram?
Sex cult or sex trafficking? They're two different things.
Maybe she's go to USF. UCF.
Okay, how many people have left the White House in the last couple of days?
Seven.
God. That was quite a bit.
The latest is Randolph Tex Alice has been removed as U.S. Secret Service.
Not Randolph.
You mean after Christian Nielsen?
This happened about 4 hours ago.
Guy.
Wow. Damn it, Randolph. I didn't know that one.
Damn.
A thankless job and you got fired from it.
Nice.
Yikes.
I love him.
Let's see. What else? 14 members of Baltimore City Council call for Mayor Catherine Pugh to resign.
No.
Okay, hold on a second. Who is Mayor Catherine Pugh?
Well, she's the mayor of Baltimore.
Yeah.
So.
There was some corruption there. Oh.
She took the bathroom doors away?
Shady business dealings.
Yep.
She has a school bathroom door company.
Oh.
With her biggest client being the city of Chicago public education.
Damn. Oh, so they keep them all open?
Yeah.
I see you, Clark.
Yeah. Humans to see the first ever photo of a supermassive black hole.
Oh, man.
Is that a lot of tall people?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
A tall hole.
Yeah.
Supermassive.
How big is supermassive?
Africa.
I don't know. They still have a lot to learn about black holes. The space is at the center of every large galaxy where nothing can escape. I think that's stereotyping. Black holes, nobody can escape.
Yeah, that is.
I don't think that's right.
Messed up.
Yeah.
Once you go black, you never go back. That's where it came from.
Once you go black hole, you never
are seen again.
Yeah, but nobody wants diabetes.
There's not a lot of really fun stuff in the news today.
All right, well, then we can go ahead and end it.
Yeah, let's end it.
What about WrestleMania?
You not. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the end of the Bee Report. All right?
Yep. Papa ooh, yep. Mau, mau. No, it's the nope. What's 20?
What's 20?
We didn't have the Bee Report tonight.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, wait. Can we do one more? This is kind of fun.
Yeah, this is a good one.
Rhino poacher trampled by an elephant and eaten by lions in South Africa.
Yes.
Applause.
I'd say that counts as natural causes.
Oh, yeah.
Who?
Rhino poacher.
I love happy ending.
Poacher.
Yeah.
Oh, poacher was.
Nice. My friend Matt Fernandez visualized all the animals standing together and singing Hakuna Matata after that.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, awesome. Exactly. All right, well, Dr. Captain Clark, welcome back to the show, and we loved that bee report. That was awesome.
That's not a bee report.
Yeah, thanks.
Why do you keep saying bee report?
Because
you want to give a bee report.
Stupid.
Steve, do you have a bee report?
Let's move on to the next topic.
I do want to ask yoga questions, though, so let's not run out of time.
Okay. Yeah, me too.
Okay, so let's do this at the 7:50 hour. We're gonna interview our esteemed
guest. That's
pretty
close. That's pretty damn close.
So maybe we should do it now, right?
Start now, yeah.
All right, so not to put you on the spot.
All right, wait.
Well, looks like we're going to change topics again. Like it or not, on the Spike and the Mike Show.
Okay, so listen, you guys don't understand it. Top Shelf and I worked together for a year, 2 years. We used to do on 1010 AM dial, we used to do the Sports Explosion or Spike on the Mic or whatever it was called. We were rated.
Was it called the B Report?
We were the A Report.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were awesome on there. We had so much fun.
So the Top Shelf, what was your radio name?
Top Shelf. Top Shelf with a P, apparently. Oh,
my bad. I ain't know. That's why I was asking. My
no,
bad.
What happened is she was working at the station. She was in limbo.
Yeah.
And I plucked her from the low-hanging fruit and said, hey, let's you and I make radio music together. Me,
wow,
her, and another incident.
Really? And she didn't just run home? I would have.
I was young.
She didn't know better at the time.
You have to say the dumb part.
I was young. I needed the money.
But
there was no money.
Now I know the story is true.
I got crab legs after the show.
Now I know the story is true.
Too bad I didn't know about the sugar
daddy. That's better than what's
at that time, right?
Crab legs are better than what's.
I was.
This is your sugar daddy.
I was your sugar daddy, right? Me and the shelf, we were like peas and pods and shit like that.
Oh, peas and carrots.
Shit like that.
Yeah.
Peas and carrots.
Shelf, don't you miss those days?
I do.
Don't you? No, not that. You might not miss them. Didn't you enjoy those days?
So much fun.
Yeah.
We were top rated.
We made music. We made magic on the talk show.
In the hour.
Yeah. In the hour. And listen,
I have no idea what we talked about. I don't even know what the show was about.
Right.
But I was there.
So it's
that's a very similar experience to what you're doing right now.
Yeah, she changed. Right.
Yeah. That's why she just fits right in.
Sports related.
By the time you get to the first traffic light in your car when you leave here, you will have forgotten everything that happened on the
show. No, because we got swag. She has stuff that she can
I've already forgotten.
Oh, okay. Well, okay, so now is the time to get to know our guests. So I think it's time to get to know our guest music.
No.
Okay.
All right.
The show is well-oiled.
Who? I have two yoga questions.
All right. Yoga questions.
Okay, do you do hot yoga?
I don't teach hot yoga. I teach.
That seems really difficult.
Yeah. Because we live in Florida. You should heat up from the inside.
Yeah.
Inside out.
So you're not a fan of that practice?
No.
Is it just a trend?
I'm not a fan, but like a lot of people do like Bikram, and Bikram's just some dude.
Okay.
You saying Bikram?
Bikram. Yeah, he's like in jail for like touching women right now. And
I am the best instructor in the whole earth. In the whole earth, I am the best instructor.
That's what he said, yeah, before he went to jail.
Who touches more, Bikram, Joe Biden, or Spike on the Mic?
Ooh. Bikram.
Bikram, yeah. Mm-hmm. He actually got caught for it.
Well,
yeah, I'm still out there.
Yeah, no, I like the hot room. Like, I like the sweat, but I think that, you know, you can just turn the AC off in Florida and, like, have a hot room.
Now, what about goat yoga? That seems like a straight-up gimmick.
What the hell is that?
Stupid. You never heard of goat yoga?
Oh, goat yoga. Yeah, oh, I love that. I love baby
goats. Goats
are great, but do they actually offer a benefit as far as yoga is concerned?
Whatever gets people in the door.
Can we just pet the goats?
I think whatever gets people to the practice of yoga.
Okay.
Hot rooms, goats, puppies, pigs, spike on the mic.
They have those?
Spike on the mic.
Lululemon leggings.
Yes.
Well, Lululemon is basically
racism. They call me Mr. Tim.
No.
Yes, they are.
Listen, I boycotted them once, and now I love them again.
Do you know why it's called Lululemon?
No.
Because it's hard for Asian people to say that.
Oh, buddy.
Ooh, you can look right?
Yeah, you can look that up. It's on Snopes. The people who did that, the guy who's in charge of Lululemon named it that so that it would be harder for Asian people to buy those products.
Okay,
to say the product to buy the product, though.
I want some of those yoga pants that I can't say.
Yeah, it's hard for me to walk into a store and buy a Ku Klux Klan outfit without saying it.
It is. It is.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Well, you got to go to the right store,
right,
obviously.
Right.
7-Eleven doesn't
have that. Oh, yeah. Bigsby?
No, what's that man named Bitcoin that's in jail for touching people?
Really? I'm not surprised.
Bikram.
Bitcoin.
I am the best yoga instructor in the whole earth.
I don't know if he's still in jail. He did go to jail, though, for touching women in class.
All right, so I have a question for our esteemed guest, the lovely, talented Top Shelf. Okay, so do men's come to your local to yoga bending yeah. over and carrying on?
I have a lot of men.
Oh,
that
yeah.
come to class.
Do they come yeah. in tights?
No, they wear like
shorts.
Shorts
and a t-shirt.
Yeah,
short.
Yeah.
yeah.
Sometimes they wear like tights, like undershorts.
Yeah.
Right.
It's very nice.
I have my own yoga mat. I've done yoga.
Oh, do you?
I'm not
that.
Good at it.
Yoga's good.
There's no good and bad at yoga.
No, well, I'm not proficient at it. Let me put it that way. I'm not proficient at doing all the moves, but I've done yoga
right.
before. It's good. It makes you feel good.
It is. Really,
yoga's yeah. way it more is. Than just the moves, though. It's the moves just like...
It's the mind and the body.
Yeah, the moves just like make your spine flexible so you can sit and meditate yeah. and chill.
Do you like the yogurt that has the strawberries in it?
I'm a big fan of fruit at the bottom yogurt.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's yogurt. Oh. Not yoga. Mm.
Yeah.
That's not
exactly. close enough.
All right. So, all right, yeah. so
you
got to
drink a lot of water after. That's my experience.
Oh. So, Shelf, do you teach?
And you sip. You don't chug because you'll cramp up.
Oh. Do you teach? Yeah. Do you teach beginners, intermediates,
yeah.
and long timers?
Yeah, my classes are all levels.
So if I bust in there,
I got you.
But I'm a beginner. I can't bend like that.
Yeah.
So you're not gonna
yeah,
like.
But nobody's gonna make you feel bad about.
Do you
that.
Prefer right. the static yoga or the fluent yoga?
I'm like fluid.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I like both. Both
that's
and.
That's a real
you know?
Question.
That's a great question.
Some more
that's
like
real
question. Yeah. Warriors. And
you do yoga.
Nope. I'm somebody got Google.
Yeah. I mean, I don't do. I mean, I tree and happy baby and all that stuff
that.
And you know and
happy but, baby. Maybe I could do happy baby.
No, it's yeah, difficult.
No, you
actually.
Could. No,
you'd never
baby.
Be able to get up.
Yeah, I do could, the lawnmower and the upside down helicopter and the.
Yep. Yep.
I just made those up.
The happy baby is when you just lay on your back and kick your
feet. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. You just smile and
you hold your feet.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So your yoga, you teach breathing.
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 TH.
It's an F, okay?
Listen, if you're intimidated about going, it's not like going to a place where they're lifting weights. Nobody's going to be checking you
right,
out and
right.
like making you feel bad. You can go in there and just, you can sit on your mat the whole time.
Yeah.
Really?
And just relax.
Can we do the podcast from my yoga studio?
Nobody's going to say a thing.
Oh,
next
there
week?
You go.
No, because here's my
no
impression.
One's gonna relax
here's my impression of yoga
Is there
stuff.
A way to go there and just kind of stand and look like a stud? You know, and then really impress people.
No, there are no studs in yoga.
Yeah, there's no.
The stud
That's
is the instructor.
That's not the point of yoga.
It's not the place to go to be a stud.
No.
All right, so listen. All right, let's do this. Let's go ahead. Can you maybe tell us where your yoga studio
Oh, yeah, so
class
customers
is?
Can go.
Oh, yeah.
Ybor City.
Yeah.
The yoga loft.
No, you got to say the whole thing.
Okay.
We're at Ybor City.
We're located at 1713 1525
Okay, I think
yoga.
It's 2005 East 5th Street. You know what? You know we're 7th.
Oh, that's off the main drag.
Give me some street furniture.
Yeah.
So 7th Avenue in Ybor City.
Right.
Couple blocks
where
south.
The Columbia is. Everyone knows where the Columbia is.
Yes.
Yeah.
One block behind.
Other side of the railroad tracks.
Behind the Columbia?
Yes.
And
exactly.
And all levels are welcome.
Yes. All levels welcome.
I think I know where your studio is.
Wow.
What time is
yoga
class?
So I teach at 6 o'clock on Mondays.
Right.
And 11:30 a.m. on Saturdays.
6 a.m.?
No, p.m.
That's why
well, you just said 6 o'clock.
Yes. Yeah. Don't
I did. You're right. You're right.
6
p.m. on Monday.
On Mondays.
11:30 a.m. Saturday.
All right. That's the show.
You're going to be there, p.m.?
That's a good way to relax before a hot Saturday. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, well,
yeah.
I come, if I come... You know, I don't want no big fanfare. I'm just going to sit in the back with my tights on, and I want to bend and breathe and
You're
all
gonna
that.
You're going to put tights on? You don't have to.
You don't?
No, as they said, you could wear shorts.
Yeah.
Right?
Whatever's comfortable.
I mean, you can wear shorts, right?
No, because that thing would be hanging.
Oh.
Sorry,
yeah.
Sorry, that was out loud. That was out loud. Sorry about that. Sorry about that, Shell.
They don't have to be like a thong. It could be like regular shorts.
That was my appetite.
You know what's good about the Saturday session is you do yoga at 11:30, hang out in Ybor for a couple. You eat in yoga, you get rid of all the toxins in your body, and then later you can hang out in Ybor, put them back in.
There you go.
Dr. Clark.
Dr.
Brunch.
Yeah.
All right, so listen, the show flew by. We got to still stop on time. You know, we might have started not on time.
No.
We got to go around the room. We have to ask, what stuck with you? So I'll start out with you. Voice of Reason, what stuck with you tonight?
I don't think I could ever do yogurt. I mean yoga. Sorry, that was
if I think you can.
Have you ever done yogurt?
Yeah.
Yoga. I've never done yoga, and I don't think I could ever do it.
Have you ever?
Take a breath in.
Possible.
Exhale. Close enough. You did yoga.
He's right. You can't do it.
You're not going to charge him, are you?
I'm kind of tied up in
the... $10.
Tig him $10. All right,
guys. Curly fries.
Kind of tied up in the yogurt. Have you never eaten yogurt either?
I actually have been eating a lot of yogurt lately.
Just a curdled cow product?
Some kefir? Is it pronounced kefir?
All right, gas man, what's stuck with you tonight?
Stuck with me, shout out to PW for being professional and keeping us going with all our testicle difficulties. You are the man. We couldn't do without you, buddy. Shout out to PW. Thank you.
There you go. There you go. That's a good one.
Dr. Calvin Clark, we're stuck with you tonight.
You started this sticky
I came
early.
Back for this.
That's an excellent one, you know, because it's probably the most thing, and you really need to extend it like another minute.
You know,
it's like way early.
You know, you're using, really.
You can ask me again in a minute. I'll say the same thing.
No, we don't keep it moving because I'm going to end on time, even though, you know,
all right.
Really? That's how I rhyme.
That's fair.
See, I could be a DJ or a rapper. Bill Smarts, what's stuck with you
I'm
tonight?
I'm surprised you can spell DJ.
That was all out.
And true. What stuck with me is that I am about 8 minutes happier than I usually am at this time of night on a Monday night, typically. And I don't know why. Maybe it's just a coincidence. Maybe it's I'm drained an extra 8 minutes of some sort, perhaps. But,
I have no idea what you're speaking of. You know, we do the magic of music.
Yeah,
the
for
magic,
this though. Night, I feel 8 minutes fresher than what I would normally feel. At
yeah,
this
it
time.
Seems like kind of like the after show right
doesn't
now.
It
doesn't
seem
it?
Like it? Almost, yeah. I mean, usually I'm just like so sapped and drained. I'm like going 8 o'clock, 8 o'clock, 8 o'clock,
please,
8 o'clock. And now tonight, I feel like I'm about 7:52.
PW, what stuck with you tonight?
What stuck with me was that I managed to stay out of the bathroom, and therefore I still have my money.
Last year, last week, he lost his money in the bathroom.
That doesn't sound good. There's
like
no reason
toilet?
A guy should have his bill pulled out.
A lot of money.
Where you
it, like,
jumped?
Went in the toilet?
No. It was in my wallet, which was left in the bathroom somehow. And then somebody removed all the money.
But
left the wallet.
Sugar. Yeah. She needed her sugar daddy.
There you go. All right, and our beautiful esteemed guest, thank you for coming here and finally answering my request.
All right.
Big word.
No music.
Top Shelf, what stuck with you tonight?
What stuck with me? Spike on the mic in yoga pants.
Mm. Oh, nice.
Oh, all right.
All right, so listen, ladies and gentlemen, thank you guys for playing. Thank you for participating on the Spike on the Mic show. Yeah. I will do my best to bring the shelf back. And then maybe we can get the show to flowing much better. And also, we got to give a shout-out to the studio audience over there, Jeff.
Yeah, hey, Jeff.
James.
All right, 20 seconds.
James, and I want to say.
The first letter, right, which is better percentage of money.
Diane Kobe listened.
Yes. And right. Spike on the Mic.
How about
ladies and gentlemen, welcome back, Dr. Captain Clark. This is Spike on the Mic show. We're going to win an award one of these days, and I am out. One.
When I come home, you can see that I'm tired. Ooh. Drink 16 cups a day just to stay wired now.
Can't get enough.
I work my fingers to the bone and I can't get no rest.
No rest for the weary.
Everything I try to do always turns out second best. Cost a whole lot of money just to stay broke. It's like hell on wheels with broken spokes.
Going off the chain.
Watching piles of cash money.
Won't you burn?
Go up in smoke.
I mean it.
It cost a whole lot of money. The judge early this morning.
Please have mercy.
He said, son, didn't I give you your last warning? I said I didn't want to see your face no more.
Please
It's like hell on wheels.